Hi, everybody. This is Alex Cooper with Radio Entrepreneurs. We have an exciting news update on the Massachusetts medical and recreational marijuana laws that occurred last night. And I have Walter Sullivan, an attorney with Pretty Flaherty, on the line with us right now to talk us a little bit about what happened last night with the Massachusetts legislature. Hi, Walter. How are you?
Hi, Alex. A lot's happened since the last time we spoke about marijuana back in June.
Yeah, it hasn't been a real long time. Think on what happened last night and where things seem to be going.
You know, as you know, when we spoke in June, the House blew the whole legislation up that was passed by the voters in November. The voters passed a 12% tax, total tax, which includes 3.75% and a 6.75% sales tax, along with a 2% to local. Well, the House blew that up to 28%. The House also blew up the requirement that the voters vote out not being allowed to have recreational marijuana in a community. The House blew that up and put it into the elected officials. A whole bunch of other things. The Senate ended up later in June, put it back to 12%. Tax and changed, still allowed the voters to vote out recreational marijuana, not giving local officials. Well, as of last night, the tax was changed. They compromised. The tax is now 20%. It's a 10.75% sales tax, excise tax, plus a 6.75% sales tax, and then 3% going to local option. And that 3% only comes into play if a local community wants to allow recreational marijuana. The legislature argues that's an incentive for them to be able to want recreational marijuana in the community. It also created a host community agreement in which a town can enter into a host community agreement similar to gambling casinos in Massachusetts, that they get a percentage. And the legislature tied that percentage in for 3% for a total of 5 years. So for the first 5 years of a recreational dispensary operating in a community, they're looking at a 6% interest percentage of gross revenues for a recreational dispensary in a city. That's a lot of money for a city or town to get. What the legislature also did was they compromised on the vote and what they say, the vote relative to local control. And what they said was, you know, as I said earlier, it was up to the voters of a community to either vote out recreational marijuana or to reduce the amount of stores that they could have in a community. What the November ballot petition did was require communities to have the amount of stores to be 20% of the amount of packet stores that they have in a community, or liquor stores, depends on where you're from. And that could only be reduced by a vote of the voters. What the House did was they said, nope, it can be done by the city council and the mayor or a board of selectmen. The rule last night did is they said any community that voted against recreational marijuana can vote it out of their community only by using the city council and the mayor and or the selectmen. They can only can do that by 2019. After that, then it has to go to the voters. That's 91 communities that voted against it. There were 260 communities that voted in favor of recreational marijuana. If they don't want to have recreational marijuana in their community, it has to be done by the voters. And that also is reducing it. A unique thing that the legislature did, because what you found in medical marijuana is that communities are required to have it. All they can do is zone it out. They can't vote it out. What the communities were doing, they were using their zoning laws in such a way that you couldn't even find a location within the zone to open up a medical marijuana dispensary. What the legislature did in this is said, hey, wait a minute, you can't hide behind zoning to knock out these facilities from being located in your communities. It also went something that the November election didn't do. The November election only related to recreational marijuana. In 2012, we passed medical marijuana. And the November election kept it two separate commissions to oversee the programs. What this legislature did is they moved medical marijuana into the Cannabis Control Commission to put it all under one roof. Another interesting thing they did was for medical marijuana. In 2012, when we passed medical marijuana, an applicant had to be a nonprofit. You know, and as you know, it's been difficult for these applicants to raise money because they'd be raising money for a nonprofit, which people can't have an equity interest in. What the legislature did last night was allow a medical marijuana dispensary to be operated by a for-profit company, which should help increase the amount of medical marijuana dispensaries we have in the state, because now investors are more willing to invest in something that they truly have an ownership in. Just to make sure the listeners know, the tax I mentioned does not apply to medical marijuana dispensaries. It only applies to recreation. That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So how do we make sense of all of this in terms of the time frame? When does this start happening? How long?
Well, the interesting thing is the original petition passed in November gave a somewhat of a sweetheart deal to people that were already operating medical marijuana dispensaries, that they had the right to the first 75, there were going to be 75 licenses available, and they had the right to go after those first 75 before it would open up to the general public to apply. What the legislature said, hey, wait a minute, that's not fair. So we're creating the sweetheart deal for medical marijuana dispensaries, which is the same thing they tried to do in Maine as well. And the Maine legislature said no, and they're trying to figure that out. But what the legislature said was these medical marijuana dispensaries can apply for these licenses, which means since they're already growing and up and running, it should be pretty easy for them to start opening up recreational use dispensaries. This is all supposed to be handled. Everything was delayed by 6 months. So the whole idea was by the end of 2017, the application process was to begin. So now we're looking at the middle of 2018 when the application process could begin. It could start sooner if the commission gets up and running, but they're not required to start the process until the middle of 2018. We could see recreational marijuana stores opening as early as the end of 2018, or maybe even sooner. So I think, you know, the legislature did a good job in what they did. They're voting, the House and Senate are going to be voting on it tomorrow and Thursday. It should be on the governor's desk by Friday, and he'll sign it. He should sign it by next week.
Now that's a lot of news in a very short period of time, and very thoughtful analysis and information about what's going on with the law. So thank you for sharing that with us, Walter.
You're welcome, Alex.
And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure, as the developments come forward.
All right. Hey, you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Goodbye.
Thanks.